Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
We want to thank our sponsors.
Absolutely. That's Cash App, DraftKings, BetterHelp, and Rocket Money.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single month to talk about what the heck we want to talk about. Someone said, y'all better hope Genuine's not intoxicated like he was in Milwaukee. I'm going to be honest. You guys know I am willing for anything for the plot and the story.
Absolutely. That would be a good time.
I almost hope he is.
Please.
Please don't show up.
Pony?
Anxious? Please show up intoxicated.
Oh, and There It Is. Do you remember There It Is?
No? I don't know this.
What? Ah! There It Is, That Ungrateful. Oh, so good. Okay, sorry.
Wait, play it?
Oh, man, what a time. It's said I work my fingers down to the bone. So you can, okay, I didn't want to.
I'm sorry, I love Genuine. I don't think I know the song, though.
No?
All his songs, though, he kind of sound the same. Like, I feel like I know it, even though I don't think I actually do.
I just got to get to There It Is, and then I'll stop it. You know why? Where I learned this song? Okay, I'll stop.
I actually don't know the song.
Complaining. Did he say what your aim is or what you ain't is?
What your aim is.
I mean, I don't know. The light bill, the house though. Okay, then. Pay it then. What you think this for nothing. Not worth it. So what more you want?
Okay.
So wait, the point of the song is...
There It Is, That Ungrateful Shit.
Because I'm out here working.
Because I'm out here working.
Paying your light bill,
yes.
Your car note.
So what more you want?
Correct.
Get on your job. That's a Diddy reference. Okay, sorry.
But what more does he want from her? She wants more. He's saying you just ungrateful.
Yes, and you need to get on your job. The reason I know that song is because your cousin. One time we went to Ohio and I was probably 12.
Tony?
No. Your female cousins.
Okay.
They like took us to the bowling alley or something and she was blasting. I was literally probably 12. Blasting this song in the car. And I was like, I like it. I like it. There it is. Yes. And I've loved that song ever since. It's so funny to me because he's so upset. It's so great. Anyway, what a good time. Woo! Everyone go listen to it on your own time.
Y'all didn't think that man say anus?
No. Aim is.
What your aim is.
I just heard the song. He sound like the man say anus. Okay?
You need to go listen to it too.
I am, because it does sound like a good time. If we go to his concert, I'm going to be ready.
Absolutely.
Will he be singing at the situation?
As long as he does Anxious, Pony, There It Is.
And he has to do
and in them jeans.
Differences.
Here. Oh, and Differences? Yeah. I forgot about Differences.
Yeah, he has to do Differences. I actually know the name of the song. I'm quite proud.
I know, for real. Because in my brain, I'm like,
But I can see. Remember yes. music videos? Yeah. And
yes,
the
that's
title
how I see it too. That's
with
how
the
I see
name
it.
Of the song.
Oh,
the
and None of Your Friends Business.
Oh, ain't none of your friends business. And, oh, what a time. We should go to, and Drew Hill. All of that plus Drew Hill?
Where do you think
it's? Cisco gonna,
or Yamava?
Yamava.
I'm out.
Is Cisco, does he, does, is there a Cisco run? That's what we need to know. Because Drew Hill, yes. But also, no, are no, we no. getting like the thong
Absolutely.
Song?
Absolutely.
Are we getting Incomplete?
Absolutely. There, you can't have, first of all.
Oh, same OG. Sorry, yes, I used to love same OG.
No, 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 I'm all in now. Yes! I actually really want to go. I'm happy you reminded us. We actually have to go. Can you see if they're performing in Vegas, though? Because I don't want to go to Yamaha.
Drew Hill. Why?
I can't get on my private plane.
Did you whine?
At a Burbank and fly Southwest.
It just says, oh, wait, concert dates. Okay. New Orleans.
They're going to be at Essence.
They're going to be at YouTube. I won't be there. Oh, wait, that says Keith Sweat. That's Ashanti. Oh, okay. I don't know what's happening. If they're going to be at Essence.
We need to look this up.
I won't be there. Ticket
actually, master. We're only going to be there for one day.
But they are going to be there on the 6th, actually.
Who's going to be where?
It says Drew Hill. I don't know if this is Drew Hill and Genuine. See, now it says Drew Hill, Genuine. On that's this here. It's in August anyway. It's not even in July. I went in Joe and Drew Hill. Oh, so it's just, what's the ladies' night out tour?
Look at that one, though.
All right. We need 112. 112, too? Huh.
But that's in Greensboro.
I know. I just wanted to know what it was.
First of all, Drew Hill apparently is on tour. Whoever's coming with us on the day is who's coming.
They switching them out.
So while we were in Vegas, me, Mel, Greg, and Kev, because also I want to go to Vegas again this summer. I've decided.
Too. How come we haven't gone yet?
I think we should. I told Kev I don't want to do nothing for real for my birthday. We should just
go to Vegas
because it's fun.
I agree. I was having the same thought. Like, we haven't been yet, and it's like a thing.
Okay,
and
we
it's
should go.
Like a quick trip. That's just yes, fun.
Yes. Okay.
Tell
okay.
Have a Chance.
Okay. Yeah. I know. I should because you know Chance love to go to Vegas, John. Oh my God. So we were having this conversation that we are all Maroon 5 fans. And we just don't know it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm thinking about doing a video to tell black people that we are all Maroon 5 fans and you don't know it. And I'm going to play, I think, seven songs. And I'm willing to guarantee you're going to know 5.
I think we did this.
We did. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Because I knew more. That's the thing.
Yes,
you know more than you,
you
think
know
you.
More than you think you
Sometimes,
know.
Sometimes, though, it's you don't even realize those are their songs.
And this is why we're all undercover Maroon 5 fans.
All right.
So I'm going to, it sounds like you guys are all real Maroon 5 fans, though, for real. But I'm going to do an Instagram. I told Kev about it because I was craving going to Vegas and they're having a residency in Vegas and we haven't gone.
Is Adam Levine not problematic? I'm genuinely asking because I really like him.
Didn't he cheat on his wife?
Oh.
He did cheat on his wife.
Well, with who?
Only in the DMs?
Wife?
Did he not have sexual relations with that woman?
Voice. That's when I fell in love with him. He's amazing.
I think it might have been emotional.
It was an emotional affair?
She said that's normal problematic.
It's so true.
I remember hearing, was that for real happened? I remember hearing that.
Yes. I remember this. Are they better now? Did she work through
it? I think they're still together.
Or did she leave him?
No, no, no. I think they're still together today.
Well, praise be to her. Because listen.
Yeah, she.
They have multiple children? Is their child literally named after this woman?
I don't think that the baby was actually named after the mistress. But I think he did tell the mistress that like.
Because he wouldn't have been able to come back from that.
No. I don't think they would be together if, I mean, I don't know his wife from a can of paint, okay? She could walk through and I would have no idea. Sorry to this man. But I would hope she would be like, it's enough for me and your mistress can raise this baby. Actually, you can't do that, but maybe I legally.
Your mistress can raise the baby I birthed
legally,
for you.
Yeah, that's where it got a lot lost.
Yes, absolutely
but maybe, not. Maybe we legally change the baby's name.
All right, yeah, I would do that. Okay then. Well, anyway. Hey,
Sarah said, I think maybe just listen. Mel didn't know they were fans because all y'all do know y'all like them. That's cool. Then. That's cool. Because that's possibly the truth, actually.
I know
all
him.
Four of us. None of us really knew. Me and Kev do this all the time, actually. Where we'll be like, how many songs from so-and-so do you think you know? It's the stupidest game, but it's like a lot of fun. And so we did this with Maroon 5. And
unrelated but related, I don't know why we haven't gone to a Fantasia concert, but we need to.
Is she playing L.A.?
I don't know.
I think I saw that she's playing that casino, that Far Casino recently.
Oh, uh-huh.
I can't think of the name of it. And
she's in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Germany,
Las Vegas. I was gonna say, if she's in Vegas, I would
at the Palms on the 19th
of what month?
Jella,
we'll be back by then.
I need to see her run around the stage with no shoes on.
Me too.
And shout. It's a good show, ain't it?
It's a good show.
I want to see her do that.
I know.
I want to see her do that so bad.
Let's do it.
I don't. That's the no, best part.
She's always going to dress as if she's doing a concert, and then she's gonna throw the shoes off.
This goes out to all my baby.
They
mamas.
Said I went. It was so good.
Love for all my baby mamas, I need that.
No. Okay, man. Hold on. Let me email myself because let's look up tickets to go. You're gonna be in the thick of moving though.
It's fine.
Okay. Low key, I should ask Melissa if she can get us tickets.
Yes. So we can sing Baby Mama.
Okay. I am definitely going to look into that because we love Vegas. Okay. We just being in LA. I just told Kev I would rather, what is the name of that hotel, that casino hotel combo? Yamava. Somebody's performing. If it's not her, somebody that I want to see is performing at Yamava. And I told Kev, I'm not going to Yamava, but I will go to Vegas. So if you could
wait
just,
here in LA is Yamava?
Yeah. It's far. Oh. And I would much rather. Y'all know I can. Well, y'all don't know. Kev makes fun of me for this. But when I fly private, I actually just mean I flew out of Burbank.
Fantasia's coming to the
Yamava. That's what I thought.
Oh, on the 18th.
That's exactly what I was
it's
like.
The
I know
day
I
before.
Saw. Literally. Oh. And I was like, I want to see Fantasia.
Oh, I see.
But she's all the way in Yamava. I would rather go to Vegas.
Got
so
it.
Now it's perfect.
Hilarious.
So I actually can't go to Vegas because even though Yamava is in California, yeah. I'd rather get on my private plane.
Hello?
Which
Come
is
on.
Southwest. Fly out of my private airport, which is Burbank.
Amen. With all the other people who are headed there as well.
Correct.
It's like the flight to Vegas.
It, literally.
Also, Drew Hill and Ginuwine are coming there.
Oh, I would die.
Kev knows Cisco, don't he? Tell
he
him
do.
To give us some tickets.
He does.
We can go do the jumping.
My
and Ginuwine in those, man, in those jeans. I used to love that song.
So I was going to tell this story.
Oh,
by
please.
My
Josh in here.
First church boyfriend sang So Anxious to Me on the phone.
That the guy? I know. That's hilarious. That's so funny. He could sing too, right?
He sure
he could
sing.
That's hilarious. That's really funny.
It was very.
I went to school with his brother.
You did.
He was very annoying.
You
he could
did.
Not sing, and he was not as cute, and he was not none of the things.
His I loved annoyed. His dad though.
Indeed.
He was the deacon. He was the
yes.
deacon.
Yes.
Yeah, he was cool. Okay, is that it? That's all?
Yeah, let's
okay.
go ahead and get started. Let me tell you how we are over here making plans to go to places. And what you need when you want to go to places is cash. And that's why there's apps like Cash App. Hello? Because if I wanted Melissa to book the tickets and I needed to give her some money for that, guess what I could do? Cash App it. I personally use Cash App all the time for every time. It is very easy to get started. It's very easy to set up. It's very easy to exchange money, send money, get money, all of the things. And it's just simple. We all need simplicity in our lives. Sometimes I wonder, like, before Cash App came around, like, how did we used to transfer cash. Money. Like it used
was
to
very
be,
inconvenient.
It was very inconvenient. Such a hassle. And thinking about having to go to the bank or take out. Girl, what a time. This makes it so much easier. You could do it from your phone. Amen. We've always needed that. Making money moves should be easy. And that's why there's Cash App. It's fast, safe, and honestly just way more personalized than other apps out there. No extra hoops to jump through. No extra stress. All of the tools are right there to help you cash in. Plus, sending money with Cash App actually feels safe. They look out for you. It's something, if something seems sketchy or they see you might be sending money to a potential scammer, they'll warn you and make you think twice before you hit send. It's like having a personal bodyguard for your cash. You can even spice up your payments with custom text, stamps, and backgrounds, because why should paying your friend for brunch be so boring? If for whatever insane reason you don't already have Cash App, just download it from your phone's app store, sign up, enter our code GINJUICE in your profile, send $5 to a friend, and you'll get $10 just for getting started.
Oh, nice.
Which is really nice. So for a limited time only, new Cash App users can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash. For real, there's no catch. Just download Cash App and sign up. The referral code is GINJUICE, GINJUICE. In your profile, just send $5 to a friend within 14 days and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App.
All right, we're going to start. Ain't no long story short. You just want to talk about these people's lives on a...
Wait, there was something I did want to say and I forgot.
You did, because I don't have nothing.
It'll be really quick, and I'm just gonna share it. I have a friend here. First of all, I have a friend who lives here, she's from Inglewood, like born and raised Inglewood. And she's a full on surgeon, first of all. Okay.
That's amazing.
And like a women's surgeon. She like handles your women parts.
Okay? That's amazing.
At Cedars, mind you.
Wow.
Cedar Sinai. Okay. Has a whole parking spot. Like for her.
Okay, period.
When she pulls up. Okay.
Wait, the girl that was at your wedding? That just had the little baby girl?
Who had a baby girl? Who had a baby girl?
First name starts with the letter N?
No, she's in Atlanta.
Oh, I thought she lived in LA. Okay. Who are you? I know who you're talking about. I didn't know she was a surgeon, though.
Because I don't think you may not know this one.
Oh, it's not the girl I'm thinking of right now. Uh-uh. The one that you go to her.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Uh-uh. Well, then I don't know.
A different friend.
I'm out.
A different friend. But she went to Spelman with me. Anyway, I'll tell you more about her. But she is amazingly dope, first of all. And she moved back to Inglewood about, I don't know, a year or two ago.
Her brother died.
Mm-mm, she ain't got a brother.
I'm out.
Who brother died?
The girl whose brother died, her mama died.
Oh.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She was adopted or something, and like her brother died and her mama died or her aunt died. I'm done guessing. You know who I'm talking about, because you told me this story recently, and she went through like a really hard time. Oh, maybe it was a man and not a girl then.
Okay. Anyway, the point is, I can say her name. My friend's name is Diamond. I can say her name.
Oh, I was never going to guess that.
I was going to say, I don't think you know Diamond. I don't think I've ever talked much about Diamond. We're really cool, but we just... Because she is from here, but she lived in Tennessee because she had to go to med school. Then she did like residency in North Carolina. And then she just moved back to Inglewood like a year or two ago. And now she's working at Cedars. But all of that to say, she invited us, me and Greg and the kids over because she was having, she's like very LA. So she was having like a kickback at her dad's house in his like backyard, which is like a very, you felt like you're at the beginning of an episode of Insecure, right? Mm-hmm. Or like even while I was there, I felt like, I told Greg, I felt like I'm in the wood, the movie, The Wood, you know, because you don't see wood. It just felt very LA. And the whole scene just, it felt, I've never felt more LA. It was just very chill, laid back. The music, she had a little DJ. She had a bartender set up, the little taco situation. But it was a bunch of locals. And you know how rare it is to like encounter actual LA people locals. From mm-hmm. LA and California. Like it's so rare. And so it's like a backyard full of locals. Her cousin, actually, her cousin also went to Spelman with us. So I'm really, really cool with her too. So it was the first time I've seen her in a very long time. The cousin's sons, when I made ABCs for Boys Like mm-hmm. Me, I did a photo shoot for the boys' books. The cousin's sons are the boys in that photo shoot. So it was cool. I hadn't seen them obviously in years. So anyway, it was just a really good, fun time. And it had been a while since I had seen her in person. So I just kept calling her Dr. Diamond. I'm like, I just need you to know that you're a whole doctor. Like you're a surgeon. Amazing. Like if I passed out right now, you could save my life. Like that's crazy.
That's actually really cool.
So, and she's a black woman, like a black woman out here, a surgeon at Cedars, whole parking lot. I mean, whole parking spot. And another girl that went to Spelman with us is, also a doctor. She's an ER doctor. And one day Diamond pulled up and the ER doctor, her spot is a couple ones down. And so Diamond like takes the picture or video of her in her spot and her like bends and then goes right next to the other car. And I said, y'all are out here. Y'all better be doctors. That's amazing. So anyway, I just wanted to share because it was such a like, man, that's
amazing.
Pretty dope.
Our one of the first families that we met when we lived in LA, her daughter, Karen, it's her name. Daughter is going through meds. Actually, yes. She just started applying. Yep. She just cut my hair, actually, because I'm trying to get all that perm and color out. And Cam is applying for school.
That's so cool.
And I'm like, that is like really amazing.
Yes.
It's like really, really truly, that's amazing. To be a surgeon.
Man, listen.
Be an ER doctor.
Listen. She said they'd be playing her, too, because they'd be like, where's the doctor? It's me. I'm here.
Oh, the biggest flex? Because this is the thing. You know, this is the thing. And this is why I love being a black woman. Because if I come in and I say, you the doctor? Aha!
Yes.
Correct!
Listen, you finna work on me.
I know I'm finna be taken care of.
We going to brunch after?
Uh-huh.
Or what?
Because can I cash app you?
Listen.
Just to tell you, thank you. I see you. I appreciate you. Go get your nails and your hair done. You don't need my money, clearly. But.
I said, oh, my God.
Because you're out here.
I told her she should have moved here a couple years ago. I was like, you could have had, I could have birthed Micaiah. You could have took her out of my vagina. Actually, it was a C-section. But still, same difference. You could have brought her in the world.
That's the actual surgery. Are you kidding me? They would have called her in.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I loved my doctor too, but to be able to have like a Spelman sister do it would have been really dope.
That's anyway, amazing.
That's all.
Yes, I'm tipping the doctor. I just want to tell you I
ridiculous.
See you.
You can't tip the doctor.
Because I know her hair was probably fine too. You can't really be wearing fragrances in the doctor's office, but I imagine.
You probably have the hair thing.
But
on.
I imagine. I don't care. I
underneath
could tell,
though.
But I could tell you're flying. You smell good. I can just tell. By how much you are like trying to obey the rules that in real life you're flying, you smell good.
Absolutely. She was actually on the Spelman court, I think. She
like homecoming court?
No, like Miss Spelman. It's more than just homecoming.
Excuse. I didn't go to an HBCU. I don't know these things.
She definitely competed. I think she
Yes, we both had C-sections.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. We can move on.
All right, listen, this is what we're here for. We are going to talk about this doggone stupid show called Love Island USA. Let me get all the preliminaries out the way. It's the current episode. The current season is season 7.
Yes.
Where can you watch it? It streams on Peacock. It's on Peacock every single day except for Wednesday and except for Saturday. After sun come on one of them days. It don't matter. Don't watch that. It's stupid. You'd be better off spending your after sun looking at the review yappers on the TikTok Okay, because the after sun, I got mixed up in the yapper talk, and they were talking about, oh, this after sun was good. So I sat up and watched it. Lies. Yeah. It was stupid. So don't waste your time. Okay, it comes on every day, but Wednesday, but Saturday. It airs on the Peacock. It comes on at 6 p.m. Pacific. Due to knowledge. All right, that's out the way. They just aired episode 18, 19, 20, because it's 3,000 episodes.
Oh my gosh. They're all 3 hours long. So have time to watch. I don't even like watching it on the TV. I like it on my computer because I have to hear and see. When it's on the TV, it's too far from my eyes. Come close so I can scream louder. That's how I have to do it.
Yesterday's episode pissed me off so bad that I woke up thinking about it today.
That's hilarious.
It pissed me off so bad that I called Melanie and two of my nieces, and I talked to them both. And I just, before we even get into it, I just want to say, millennials, we're not the problem. It's these Gen Zers, because they're the ones voting, okay? Actually, Mel's a little bit of a problem, though. But I talked to my niece. Mariah is 17, and I talked to Jada. She is actually Gen Alpha.
She is.
She going to text me. And she did a group chat for a long time. She said, y'all don't understand. I'm very passionate about this show.
It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I should let you listen to the voice message. Because Jada is what, 12, 11?
I think she's like 13.
She shouldn't even be watching the show, to be honest with you. But she has all the opinions about it, okay? She going to say, Auntie, honestly, I think Hoot is very reasonable.
I agree. I'm just saying, y'all are doing too much on the girl. I'm sorry. The smoke needs to be and only should be directed at Ace's ass. I don't know why we're having conversations about anybody else on this show outside of Ace. He is the problem. He is the problem. And I don't care what you say about it. He's the problem. Get his ass out of there.
The thing is, two things can be true. Okay, this is the thing I need everyone to understand. First of all, in a couple with Shelly, I like Ace. Okay? As a character, actually on the show, low-key, I think he's a great conversationalist. I actually think he gives really great advice to all the other the men's. I think he gave great advice to Nick. I think he gave great advice to
Taylor. Get him out of there too.
I don't understand why he doesn't have any the problem that let me get my whole thought out.
Sorry.
I think he's great. All right. Where Ace starts to deteriorate for me is this. He doesn't have the smoke of being attached to one person for Jeremiah. It's not equal.
No.
Because the other person who deserves the same type of energy is Pepe, for example. He's only been with, what's the girl's name?
Hannah.
And he didn't have no smoke for her. Low-key.
And Taylor.
I was about to say, low-key.
From the beginning.
Taylor has only been with Olandria.
They were hooked up the same amount of time as Hoda and Jeremiah. And yet, you have all this smoke for Hoda and Jeremiah. Nothing to say to Taylor except trying to help him come up with creative things to do. How come you're encouraging them to be together and for him to not get his girl stolen? But when Jeremiah is actually putting in the work and they're working on each other, all of a sudden it's a problem and this is wrong and this is a scam. How is it okay for Taylor and not okay for Jeremiah?
Leah's
what are
like,
we talking about?
And that's where it falls apart for me, because the quiet as it kept, low key, Nick deserved the smoke too, because he's really only been with what's her name?
Sierra.
Thank you very much.
The whole point is that you come on the show and fall. I think it's called Love Island. I think.
Yeah, but the girls be messing up because they be friendship
island.
And that's why Huda got to get out. Because she the chaos.
No, she has to stay. Let me tell you why. Because that girl and Jeremiah, they came on that show. They was doing fine. You know what the real problem is? Ace. Ace is mad because that's actually the girl he wanted at the beginning. He gonna do it a little kissy-kissy when the eyes are closed and everybody's blinded. Who did he kiss? Huda. Who did he say was his type? Huda. You know what? Whatever the girl's name is. You know what the problem is? He is a hater. And so these two people come together and they were fine until America and the men effed it up. And now she's like, well, damn, am I missing something? Did something happen that I didn't know about?
America has a problem. Okay, America, we actually had the problem, because the reason Huda even went crazy to begin with is America's fault. And this is the thing, America, we are gaslighting her.
I was gonna say, we are gaslighting her
a little bit. We kind of a little bit together. I know this means you ate, but I mean it a little bit, because we put in her head. The
yes,
problem is
she was not thinking that until.
The problem is she should have said, did he do something? Yes or no? Because going around and being like, you lied to me.
She said,
where is the lie?
First, she said, no, wait. Because before she went crazy on calling him a liar, she first asked, well, what am I missing? And what did everybody? She had a bunch of one-on-ones with a bunch of different
and
people.
And that's why the
and
women are also the problem. It was
her.
The women. Maybe America sees something.
Yes.
Maybe it's America.
And even the guys.
That's because Olandria can't be trusted either.
Nope. And Nick's ass was even telling her too. He's my boy, but I'm just, so it feels a little like somebody likes more than. So she leaves all these conversations like, well, damn, maybe I'm missing something. And now she spazzes out and she's the crazy one.
She
don't
should
make
have
me crazy and then call me crazy.
She should have spent her time investigating. She should have spent her time
now,
trying to
yes.
find what is it that America sees that I'm possibly not seeing. Instead,
yes.
she just decided you lied to me.
After the conversations, though.
Yeah,
and,
but what
and
proof
then she
do you
would
have
to
that he lied? There's still no proof he lied.
Well, they was telling her, essentially, that he didn't really like her like that.
So in 2025, I'm going to just believe you and move on?
Well, now, listen. Everything that happened after that, I agree.
And she spent five episodes every day
calling him a bitch. And that's when I tapped out. I said, now, girl, listen, you can't go around calling men bitches.
Because why is he a B-A-N? I mean, she didn't say in, but literally,
okay.
She was B-A-N in this
yes.
man.
Listen, I ride behind her. But when she started calling that man a bitch, I said, whoa, hold up now. Everybody relax. I don't co-sign that.
She is a problem.
I do not co-sign
and
that.
And this is the other thing
I'll
that I think
there.
Is the crazy to me. The idea that Jeremiah love bomb Huda on like day two, she said, I love you. Oops.
On the accident.
She did it again.
On the accident.
No, ma'am.
Stuff happens.
No, ma'am.
You got the energy for Amaya's crazy ass?
Amaya should have got kicked out.
That girl's in love on day one.
And this is my problem. And
two hours in.
Low key, I did like Ace. Even when everybody was not liking Ace, I was liking Ace. I'm going to tell you why I was liking Ace. Because I knew Amaya was clingy. I knew. And I also, and this is my other problem that I'm having with the Ace Huda conversation, low key. I think Ace is here to win.
Yes.
I don't
it's
actually.
All strategy.
I think Amaya and Huda was part of his play to look like
yes.
he was playing, but
yes.
he was never actually interested in Huda.
I agree.
So that's what I'm saying. The kiss is not really that matters. He kissed Huda for the sake of the game. He didn't kiss Huda because
I don't know.
He had his eyes set on Shelly the entire time.
I think
the only thing I got from that little after sun that I watched is him and Shelly are adorable together. Oh my God, they're just so cute. And I actually think people think he's Nick. Like, I actually think people think he has, like, the player vibe that actually Nick has. I don't think, what's the man's name?
Ace.
Thank you. I want to call him Jeremiah. So be it. I don't think Ace is actually a player. I think he's actually very shy. I think he's very reserved. And I think he actually really likes Shelly.
I think he's a puppet master. I do think he likes Shelly. But I also think he's a puppet master and very strategic.
Absolutely. And this is why he's a game player.
Yes.
People online were saying that he's playing this like he's in Survivor. I agree.
Yes.
He understands.
Yes.
While I do like Shelly.
I'm trying to win.
I'm trying to win this money.
Yes. I agree with that.
I'm trying to win this money. And so I'm a kiss Huda for the sake of looking like I'm a go with him. And this is also why I think Ace gives good advice. Because what he told Nick is what he did with Amaya. I don't know why he chose Amaya. I'm going to say for the sake of the game. But immediately he was like, hey, now listen, I see how clingy you are and you like to call people babe and be all up in your face. So let me go ahead and tell you, I chose you, but no.
Yeah, immediately. Why he play that girl like that?
Don't touch me. I don't like you. I don't want to be with you. I don't like the way you dress. I don't like the way you look. The answer is no. Leave me alone. Yes, we're together. Matter of fact, don't worry about it. I'm asleep outside.
I'm gonna just go ahead.
I'm gonna just sleep outside
by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Versus,
that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm
just sleep outside.
Know. Which honestly, listen, he was wrong for that. But play the game. I don't feel like he should play the game and do what he did at the expense of
I feel like he is the puppet master and behind and what happened to Jeremiah getting kicked off last night. And I am like, that's 100%. Play the game. Why you got to do it at his expense?
I agree.
You should have just played the game.
I agree with that.
And fake like Amaya, then play her and sleep outside and then get with shit. Like, do your stuff. But you are, that's not fair what he did to them. And then for him to kick off Jeremiah last night.
When Jeremiah was finally getting the opportunity.
And Nick finally? Is dumb too. Because Nick is like, you my boy, you my boy, you my. And then Rick, both of y'all are trash for that.
Nick also got on my nerves because how you going to have 30-second sex with Sierra and then be like, I think we should remain open. Well, who going to want you, half a minute man? You think you can handle the actual bombshell in the villa? And you can't even last for 60 seconds?
And she was still trying to like him.
And was legit. And he said, I am so sorry. She said, it's okay. She was so calm. Because the moment you said, we're open.
Short.
Open for who? Because even when the sign is open, apparently you're closed. Do you get the memo? You don't.
Why
it doesn't seem you clock
that
in.
Happen?
It never seems like you clock in. And you want to be open? Yeah, baby. The blinds are closed.
Oh, man. What a time.
She should have berated him.
Absolutely. And then he had the nerve. Sir, if you don't scram, get somewhere.
Talk about, because it had been 2 weeks. Everybody shut up.
I agree.
Then,
Keep your thought. Keep your thought.
Just don't let me forget about Nick in the bathroom looking like he was in a frat. And I took a picture of it because I need y'all to remember what happened.
Nick
Go.
In the bathroom looking yes. like a frat. Okay, I'm going to do this and then you do one too.
Okay.
Now is a good time in the middle of chaos to tell you about DraftKings. This is an ad for DraftKings. We're so excited to have them as a sponsor. Join the fun on DraftKings Casino, ranked the number one online casino experience. They've got everything you've been searching for, thousands of exciting games, huge jackpots, exclusive offers, and more. New players get a 10-day welcome offer, 500 spins on Huff and More Puff when you play just $5 to start. So download the DraftKings Casino app, sign up with code GJ, and spin your favorite slots. The crown is yours. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Only non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days, valid for featured game only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends 8/24/25. Ends August 24th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Number one based on Eilers and Krejcik. 2H24 product analysis.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Maybe you don't know, but June is actually Men's Mental Health Month. And because a lot of times men actually feel a lot of stigma surrounding therapy, they actually don't go for therapy as often as women do, which means they're going to suffer longer, depression, all of these things. And so we want to encourage our men, okay, to get the help that they need. Take off the face to perform it. To perform, provide, and keep it all together and know that it's okay to struggle. Okay. We're all out here. We are compartmentalizing today because there is a lot going on in the world, And if you feel the pressure and the weight of everything and you need someone to talk about it with, a friend is great, a loved one is great, but a therapist is best because they have the tools and the education behind them in order to help you. And we're here to tell you we've done therapy. We've greatly benefited from therapy. I was recently, I think I told you guys, my therapist told me I need to be a problem more. And Kevin and I recently were a problem in a situation. And then something else came up and I was a problem with that. Joshua actually helped me to be a problem with it. And then I backtracked a little bit on the problem because I didn't want to be too much of a problem, but I was a problem, okay? But these are all things that are really great in therapy. You learn about yourself and your boundaries and how to establish them, how to enact them, when you're doing too much, when you're doing too little. All of these things are great. And honestly, even watching Love Island is a really great opportunity. It's like a social experiment, yes, where you get to see attachment styles. That's coming out a lot in this. So if you need or if you're interested in therapy, we definitely highly recommend it. And BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world. You can provide BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Oh, I said that. Okay. That's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me tell you guys, I took a picture of this because when after Nick messed up talking to whatchacallit and Ace was talking to him about like how things were, they were in the bathroom, that, you know, they have that communal, yes, bathroom. This, you didn't see that Ace, I'm sorry, not Ace. Nick had his pants down.
Yes. 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 I was like, why are his pants down? Yes.
What the heck is happening? It on Love Island. Yes. Like, I feel like everyone's like low-key way too comfortable. You have to be,
I don't know what happened.
Did y'all see this?
How do you show this? If you didn't, you need to go back and watch the episode and see when this man is in the bathroom talking and his pants are just down. Look at, his pants are down, guys.
You guys, he is in the bathroom. His pants are down. These are his pants down here.
Oh, okay.
You get it. His pants are like,
imagine he went to the bathroom, pulled up his underwear, left his pants at his ankle,
and
then was headed to go wash his hands.
But was intercepted
to have a conversation with Ace instead. Yes. We talked about it yesterday. We can keep going. I just really quickly, the whole milk game.
Oh, that was so gross. Oh, thinking about it is, ooh, it's so nasty. Oh,
that's so gross.
The idea.
Why did they do that?
Of drinking milk is already disgusting. Okay. I'm already having a very weird sensory thing with eggs. Okay. The idea of milk makes me gag. Then to put it in my mouth and then spit it out in your mouth. There are some foods that I consider non-sharing items. Anything dairy, cereal, it's not a sharing item. Because when I do this and then the milk drips and now you're going to...
What a disgusting game.
And it was like 85 degrees.
Yes. Out. Who came up with that?
Disgusting.
Why? Who's on the production team? Why do they keep doing that?
And then, and this is the other part that's gross. Four guys kiss Olandria back to back to back to back.
One of the members of the cast, at one point they had something on their lip, and every time they came on the screen, I just kept looking at it because I said, y'all doing too much kissing to be having any kind of anything.
On the after party, they said that Charlie busted his lip.
That's because, who I think I was talking about.
Yeah, no, you were talking about Nick.
Oh, he had that.
And Charlie busted his lip because everybody thought it was a cold sore.
Why they keep kissing like that? I don't like that.
It's disgusting.
I don't like that.
But I think when you are, I think Gen Z, I think they different.
I asked last time if the singles be out here kissing like that. That's
because our audience is millennials.
If you are, what's it called? What's the next generation?
Gen Z and Gen Alpha.
Gen Z, if you're in here. Y'all be kissing like that?
No. The
multiple people?
This is millennials up in here. They gonna tell you no, because we got sense. We got
they
sense.
They be kissing.
Gen Z is different.
And y'all already mad at me, and that's why you can be mad, because Huda was mad that Jeremiah kissed Olandria, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a game. Like, this is a part of the game. But also, if I start having feelings for you, I'm going to be mad too. Because what? Why? Like, I don't.
But it's a challenge. This is honestly why you have to know yourself better, though.
That's why I can't
this
be on
the
show.
This is why you can't go on the show.
Because I'm Hoda. Y'all finna be in the thing trying to kick me off, too. Because what are you doing? I don't care. It's the game. Stop kissing her. You lost this round. What? There's another challenge tomorrow. Dance on her all you want. Actually, I might have a problem with that tomorrow, too. But today, the kissing is going to stop.
No,
Listen.
They don't.
I couldn't be on the show.
No. And honestly, I don't think Hoda should be on the show either.
I agree. She's to not. Be honest. The problem is she's not the type.
No. People were saying she needs to be on Love is Blind, and she does.
Yes.
She should have been on, like, Love is Blind.
She
wants
to be in love.
Yeah, she wants to. She's trying to find.
Yes. Also, somebody said in the beginning episodes, why Hoda keep coming out the closet as a mom, and I couldn't stop laughing I mean, obviously telling people you're a mom in this setting is like a lot, but like, girl, honey,
and
come on.
Ace didn't give her no energy behind it either.
No.
She was like, so
yes.
I have really big news. Okay, so sit down. You're gonna want to sit down for this because this is like the biggest news in the villa. I am a mom. And he was like, okay.
So
was my mom.
Yes.
That's crazy. Single moms exist. So, and you're one of them.
So right. Crazy.
It was so funny because she just was not getting that energy from him. And the fact that she kept trying to like make it a thing was really funny for me. Now, I just want to spend a little bit more time because we talked about it. But Taylor and Alondra.
Good. That's where I wanted to go next.
Why is she lying to herself and us? Why is she acting as if she likes this man?
I think.
Or is he lying that he likes her? Somebody's lying.
I think she really likes him. I don't think he really likes her. But I think they are both susceptible to fall in Casa Amor.
Absolutely. Actually, hold on. Who the hell is doing casting? The Casa Amor are not Casa Amoring. Brett, tempt me. Make me fall in love. These are not it.
No, I agree.
I am very disappointed.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. The bombshells are not bombshelly.
Bring back Meg the Stallion.
Oh, my God. She was so
shaking ass.
Also, people didn't like that episode. I thought it was so much fun.
I hated it.
I thought it was so much fun.
Outside of Alondra shaking her ass the way she did, was boring.
Nailed it. I thought they needed the break. Low-key, so did I. It was so much tension going on. Everybody was upset. Everybody was angry. And I was like, yes, let's smile and have a good time and just do a bunch of nothing. Yes. The episode before that, where all we did was watch Hoda crash out, I could have did without that episode.
What? Her on the stairs? Her listening at the thing?
I could have did without that episode. Because it didn't push no storylines along.
It was just a good time.
And I feel bad for her. I feel bad for standing next to things and just being like, I need to go change my shoes.
And then just being like.
That's crazy. That's crazy. The boys were twerking. I thought the Meg Thee Stallion episode was so much fun. I was smiling from ear to ear. And they said they like sold out of all of her clothes. Get your money, Megan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get your money. I was here for it. I think that, but also, I wrote this in my notes. I had to pull them up so I don't forget none. Owen Taylor looked like they was getting frisky in the bed one of them nights. Olandria. Because, you know, yeah, she's my girl now.
Absolutely. No, I don't see that.
I wrote, are they getting frisky? It looked like they were getting a little handsy. This is my problem with Taylor. My problem with Taylor is I don't know if he lacks maturity or if he lacks
both
relational maturity or he just doesn't like her. But he doesn't even have the like the Nick where everyone is saying online that Nick kind of has like a sexual attraction to Olandria. He doesn't even know how to entertain that with Olandria.
No.
And so I'm like, is it because you don't know, like, is she too much for you? I mean, she's clearly too much for Nick too, but at least he's like, nah, I understand.
Yes.
He doesn't even he can't even clock into like.
No. It's so annoying to watch. She deserves.
And she deserves.
She deserves. Somebody got to toss her up in the air a couple times. And
that's
man,
probably exactly what she wants to.
He want to go back to the farm and milk them cows.
Also, it pissed me off when she said I like pineapples and he was like, those are disgusting. I like apricots.
Apricot. And that's exactly who he is. Get him off the show. Get him off the show. This is fake. What? This is fake.
Who do you think should have went home yesterday?
Austin's ass.
100%.
And Amaya.
100%. We align there.
They should have. Austin has no connection.
At all.
Amaya was trying to create one. And he said, hey, that's a lot.
He said, she's so intense.
He should have went home and she should have went home. Hannah, though, listen, I don't think Hannah should have went home. But after she cried like that, I said, please go.
She's so dramatic.
She's go.
She's so dramatic.
This girl, did your cat die? That girl was just.
When she did it after Charlie, I was like.
It was so much.
Oh, my gosh.
We know what's going to happen with Pepe. Yeah.
This is the thing, though. I respect Hannah and I respect Jeremiah. They got out and they was like, we ain't friends.
Yes.
I don't want to take this picture with y'all.
Yes.
I don't know how to talk to y'all. Ace was like, it's not personal. Yes, it is personal.
That's why they,
like,
their energy is fake.
That energy, because the friendships aren't, they're so forced that they don't have time to become for real the way, like, last season, those friendships developed. Mm-hmm. I think that because of last season, they went in trying to, like, forge these friendships, and it wasn't real. Because the other thing is, it's harder to justify, and that's why they were pissed, Jeremiah and Hannah, versus saying, Austin, you don't like this girl.
Yes.
You've had an opportunity from the beginning to find a connection. You haven't been able to.
Yes.
This is Love Island.
Yes.
You gotta go. Amaya, I know nobody told you. He don't like you.
He don't like you, girl.
You're lying.
Your love is outside of this island.
Correct. And unfortunately, you've also been here since the beginning.
Yes.
You haven't been able to forge a connection. We love you, though.
Early. She was here early.
She wasn't
she
one
wasn't
of the original?
Original girl.
Was she a bombshell?
She was a bombshell.
Oh, okay. Well, she been here long enough. It's time for you to go.
Yes.
You know? And I think you can, like, stand on that's not personal, that's actually the facts of the situation.
Yes,
that's the game. They're not, it's like they're getting confused. And low-key, America, y'all are getting, not y'all, but like the voters, they're getting confused too, because voting Hoda to stay because she's good entertainment is not, she needs to go. She's been here since the beginning. She doesn't have a match.
Everybody relax.
She doesn't have a match.
We're here for a good time or a long time. Everybody be clear.
And all the guys are intimidated. That's why TJ was like, hey, girl, listen. Mm-mm.
He did.
Mm-mm. Or whatever you thought was happening yesterday, because I saw you looking in my eyes trying to
make me. Wait, who said that?
TJ, Tahuda.
Who is TJ?
The new bombshell.
Oh, she was like trying to flirt. And that boy was like,
he went and slept on it and said, oh, no, not finna.
Just so we're clear, honey, it's a no for me. And then wait, let me tell you why she's so funny. This is why I need her on TV, because then she gonna say, I'm not the type to say, like, fuck you. Girl, you just called Jeremiah a whole bitch for 3 days.
That was the past.
Girl.
That was a younger me.
You got to watch your episodes again, honey. Because why she sit up in that boy's face and lie like that?
Because
I would never.
Are you kidding?
What? It's okay for you not to like me. I'm saying
totally fine with it. Peace
girl,
and love, brother.
Out 3 days ago.
Peace and love.
Girl, you're confused.
And she's like, you're literally that person.
Keep her here.
But I think that's the problem. I think America has made this cast. I think we're the first domino.
Production.
I think
Hoda got voted off and production said what you won't do.
No, I think that after the initial recoupling, the second recoupling that happened really fast.
Yes.
I actually think that was production's way of trying to get Hoda out. And the girls messed up and they saved her.
And now they want her here.
And now they, and this is why I'm saying.
Production wants her here.
Well, now do you have to?
Yes.
She's so close to Casa Amor. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Watch all of it. But it almost doesn't
Everyone's
matter because Jeremiah's gone. Sex.
Yes. Yeah. That's
And what is Casa Amor when there's not a lot of strong connections?
I agree.
And there's not a lot of couples.
Well, because what is Ace going to do?
I'm telling you
what
now because.
What is he going to do in Casa Amor?
My prediction.
Yes.
Ace is going to remain faithful because Ace is playing a game.
Y'all think Ace going to remain faithful in Casa Amor?
If you believe that Ace is controlling the game and that he's here for the game to win the money, why would he mess up at Casa Amor?
Oh, I can't decide.
It makes no sense.
Come on.
When he...
Your mic's on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When he was upset that the bombshell wasn't coming, it was Meg Thee Stallion's episode, and he was like, oh, I was really upset. And Shelly and Alandria, I think, clocked that
to they
each
were
other.
Like, yes.
So, I don't know. He's...
I but wasn't know. That was that before or after he coupled up with
it was after.
I don't remember.
They had just coupled up.
Oh, they had just coupled up. You're right.
They had just coupled up.
You're right. So excited. And then he's like, I'm really upset that there's no bombshell coming in.
I am not convinced that he is not going to go over there and show his ass.
Nah, I think he might.
He'll
be right.
I think he might.
Gonna
and it's
right.
going to suck because I really, really like Shelly. I actually really, really like her. She's like a fave on this show.
Yeah, I do too.
She's a good time. How do you feel about Sierra?
Okay, so if we go down the couples, I think Ace is going to be faithful. I think Shelly's going to be faithful. The Shelly only, is. And actually, low
unless
key,
there's a girl,
and that's what I was about to say. Low key of the two, I actually think Shelly's more likely to miss it than Ace. I think Ace is here for the game. I think he's controlling the board, and I think he's going to be faithful because he's made it this far by faith. Now Shelly, she get a good little girl up in there that want her.
Y'all remember at the beginning, they was talking about how she has had...
She kissed Sierra, and that's the most passionate kiss she's had on the show. She ain't even kissed Ace that way yet.
If production is in the back being smart, bring on a girl.
Correct. So, that's that. See, Nick and Sierra?
Yes.
For no other reason, Sierra, live your life in the villa. Okay? Live your life. Because you can only assume he's gonna be doing that too.
Yes.
Because he stayed, we not closed off. He stayed, what are we not closed off yet? So I want Sierra to live her life to get over, you know what they say? The best way to get over a man is under another one. Find another one. Find another one, Sierra. Find another one. Because I think Nick gonna be hoeing it up too, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're going to be honing it up.
Absolutely.
I think Olandria and Taylor is a 50-50 chance.
Break up, break up, break up.
I think it's a 50. I don't know what is Taylor's type?
I think he's asexual.
Literally. He comes across as she's too much woman. A whole lot of woman.
A whole lot of woman.
It's a whole lot of woman for him. He can't he not ready. And I could be very wrong. I'm going to tell y'all what Alandria really wants. I think production is confused, personally, because she has said she likes a country boy. And I think that they thought that that means cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. If I tell you that Greg is country,
right?
He is. He don't wear cowboy boots in that. What he is just very Southern.
Southern.
Mm-hmm. He's very country and like... In the like Southern hospitality way, okay, very gentleman like, and I think production thought that she meant country music.
Yeah,
and so they are giving her the wrong men.
Because Jalen, quite as a kept, didn't know what to do with
because
her.
Because Jalen also was a country.
He didn't know what to do.
He
with
was
her.
Not it. I said, boy, what? Get off of here!
And they got that country that's like. Kind of like awkward reserve country, and I think they do need you need some city in you.
Yes.
You need a little bit of city
she
boy.
She should
in
have
you.
Said Southern.
Yeah,
she should. She they messed up, and there's nobody on the production team who was able to interpret
what she meant,
what she said.
Because when she got out there and stuck her tongue out and did her hands like this,
girl.
And then booty clap,
girl, ain't none of y'all here for this. Ain't none of y'all ready for this. Get out of here.
Because.
And Taylor is the least of all.
Correct. Because somebody should have got up behind her. Immediately. Just stood.
They be laying in the bed and they just be asleep. What?
Yeah.
This don't make no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, she needed it. Yeah, she. Okay. Then who else we got, ma'am?
I don't know.
Pepe's going to act a fool. And this is what I'm saying. When it's not couples, Casa Amor doesn't have the same weight.
Yeah.
Because who is Pepe accountable to?
Nobody. So he going to be over there acting
so
crazy.
Who is Huda accountable to?
Absolutely no one. Chaos. Maybe what they'll do is start connections with the Casa Amor people and then mess with other Casa Amor people.
And so then a whole new cast comes in after Casa Amor?
Yeah, this is a chaotic season.
100%. Yeah. It's not giving like... it's not given the point. Like, they're missing the point. Like, what may I've only watched. Actually, I realized I did watch another season. I watched the season with that.
The European one?
Yeah, it was a UK one with the little boy was deaf.
I don't remember that one.
He was deaf, and he got with that little girl.
I thought you...
Hold on, I'm finna tell you.
My favorite couple.
Deaf, UK, Love Island man. No, it was a man. Oh. Y'all know who I'm talking about. He light skin. I don't know if he bled, though. Yeah, this dude right here. Tyreek.
He's deaf? That's my favorite couple.
Yeah, ain't he deaf in one ear?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That's my favorite couple. I love that season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's deaf in one ear. That's the season I watched. I forgot that I watched it.
Yeah.
And then they were doing couples that were together, and apparently they broke up.
I saw that. That made me so sad.
Yeah.
Because I liked them. And that Casa Amor, that season two was chaos. It was it was,
but it has to have the gravity of the situation.
100%.
And this is why I think Huda should be gone. This is why I think Austin and Amaya, because even if Austin and Amaya were still in they're still in the villa.
Yeah.
There's no attachment to each other.
No, you're raising.
And Austin is going to act a donkey up in that villa, in Casa Amor.
He got a lot going on.
He do.
When they was talking about how many people you had sex with and how many people you slept with in one day and how many people you kissed, all his numbers were crazy. And I don't even be liking to know people's numbers because that's your business. We ain't here to judge you. But if I were to judge,
of all the if there was a judgment that I could offer,
it would be you, sir, because you got a lot going on. You need to chill out.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this ad. Let me tell you about Rocket Money, who is a sponsor of this episode. When it comes to spending money, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. That daily coffee habit, those streaming subscriptions add up. They add up fast without you even noticing. Rocket Money helps you spot those patterns so you can do something about them and keep more money in your pocket. And with the prices going up on just about everything lately, being smart with your money isn't just a good idea, it's essential. But managing some of those subscriptions, tracking your spending, and cutting costs can feel very overwhelming when you don't have something or someone to help you do it. And lucky for you, Rocket Money takes the guesswork out of it so you can easily make smart decisions. So if you are like me and it's helpful to see like all of your subscriptions in one place and know where your money is going, for ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. I have Rocket Money and every time sometimes I need like a refresher, like let me go see where everything stands. You literally forget what you have signed up for. Because sometimes I'm tracking cases or whatever. So sometimes I'll sign up to like a local newspaper or a local, some kind of coverage of a case and we'll forget. And them little $3.99 will be coming out of my account for 6 months and I will not know. Literally, it took me looking at Rocket Money to start canceling that stuff. And like I said, the Rocket Money can help cancel those things for you, which again is really, really helpful. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you, which is an advantage because negotiating is also a hassle and a headache. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with customer service so you don't have to, which is the biggest headache of all of that, is like calling customer service, having the conversations. So being able to have that taken care of for you is definitely a plus. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions today and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/GJ today. That's rocketmoney.com/GJ. rocketmoney.com/GJ. And like literally from personal experience, being able to see all the money that you have going out of your account in one place like this is, for me, has been incredibly useful and helpful and understanding like what I need to cancel. So. GJ. Okay, that's the code.
GJ.
All right.
Is there anything else? Let me read over my notes real quick. All right. Huda being surprised that she's the drama. Jeremiah and Iris's conversation is how it's supposed to be. Oh, I enjoy Jeremiah and Iris's conversation. I thought when they decided that we're just going to be like platonic, I thought it went really well. I think they both handled it well. It was like funny to me when he was serving her breakfast and she was like, "Hi, Jerry." Uh-huh. I was like, "When did he start calling by Jerry?" Bestie. And he said, "Hi, bestie."
Yeah, yeah. They're so weird.
Okay. Y'all, I thought they were great. Yeah. I thought they handled it really well. And it was great to see that they were like on the same page.
Yeah.
But also, I liked Jeremiah away from Huda. I thought he was funny.
I agree with that.
I was like, when did we know you were funny? I felt like he was more relaxed. He wasn't on edge. I was like,
for sure,
really sad actually to see him go. I didn't feel like we got to see like his full story.
Yeah.
And that made me sad. Anyway, Amaya's too much. Yep. I'm team Ace. Not a mo. Nick and Sierra, the menace for the streets. Correct. Why does Nick have his pants down? Not Jeremiah funny. Okay. They're getting frisky. Nick is pissing me off. Taking TJ's tea. Oh, that pissed me off too. Because why would Nick say that we're open, and then the next day when TJ brings Sierra tea,
he's gonna take it. That was some BS. Cause what?
Because do you like me, yes or no?
Exactly.
Do you want to be together, yes or no?
Let her get her little tea.
Correct. Because you're not giving it.
Because you're not giving it. Or you gave it late. The whole breakfast thing is my favorite thing. First of all, y'all better make the men make the girls breakfast.
And it'd be burned.
Amen to that. Yeah. And they be in there proud of their old basic ass breakfast. Burned and everything. Y'all better make the breakfast. I love it. I love that this is like a thing that happens on all the seasons now. The men make the girls breakfast while they are in there getting pretty. Love it. Also, this is the thing that always crosses my mind for like all of the dating shows, because the thing that always comes up on these dating shows is love languages. And I just need to say, love languages started off as like a pastor making a book for Christians. And somehow
it is like everywhere.
Somehow everyone in America, probably beyond, is now aware of the 5 love languages. And they quick, what's your love language?
Oh, it's the favorite question.
Probably ain't never read the book in their life.
It's such a deep question.
Did y'all even take the quiz?
At this point, it's shallow.
Yes.
Like at this point.
It'd be cracking me up.
Yeah, me too. It cracked me up.
What? If nothing else, millennials and at this point, Gen Z, we going to ask you what your love language
Correct.
Is. We know that.
Come on.
The other thing we know, let me tell you, because this cracks me up as well. The other thing, millennials, and I assume Gen Z, we know the definition of insanity. Don't get me to telling you about doing the same thing more than once and expecting a different result, honey. Because I'm going to read it to you like Webster's every time. Listen, we be so quick. I am not going to. This is insanity. And the definition of insanity is can't wait.
Well, we love that.
To tell you that one definition we learned 10 years ago. Listen, love languages, insanity. Gotcha.
By definition, that makes us a millennial. I agree.
Those are some first date questions right there.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Cracking me up. Anyway.
Taylor, I like Taylor as a character on this show. As
the
an individual.
The cowboy?
Yes.
Get him out of here.
Not as a couple, but I think he's so funny. I think he is so funny. I also think he was the only person holding Huda accountable.
I do agree with that. He was.
He did.
You're right. Hey, you're right.
Hey, little girl.
Yeah,
sit down and relax.
He did.
You're relax. Right. Chill out on that. And then when she went and talked, he said, on that door. Hey, what you in here?
Yeah, he said, wait, why are you in here?
Why
she
in
was
here?
Like, please, just, I need a second. I just. Why are you talking to him?
Yeah, I like him as an individual. I don't like him with old girl.
Yeah.
I go back and forth, honestly, with them because they confuse me. However, as like a person, I like Taylor. I think he's so funny. I'm sorry, but why don't we like Ace? So I was on an Ace high until the end. Taylor likes apricots. That's stupid. TJ being honest with Huda was hilarious. Jeremiah and Andrina kissing.
Jeremiah.
Or Andriana.
And let me tell you. Let me tell you. This is how you know the problem is really Jeremiah. Because what did he do? What did he do? The minute another woman came in who fit all of his check boxes, he in love again already.
I'm sorry, but Huda literally undressed TJ with her eyes and then said, let's finish this tomorrow. Can you promise me tomorrow you'll pull me for a chat?
Sure. But did he not fall in love with that girl so quick? He was trying to be close. He was like, she's every foreign. What?
Can we also remember that Hoda was fully trying to take Pepe from Hannah?
Actually, that was effed up. She should have smacked her.
And then was like,
should have got smacked for that.
I totally forgot.
I didn't even think to tell you.
I totally forgot we had a makeup at the end.
Yes.
Like, because, you know, I'm so new.
Yes.
I've been married for 30 years.
Yes.
With Jeremiah, that I totally forgot how to like date and flirt. It's all so new to me.
Nah,
it didn't occur to me that I need to ask you. Mind you, she was be this, be that in a challenge when someone else was kissing Jeremiah.
I agree.
Hoda is the problem. I need all
Okay, they're both problems.
I need all of you.
You're not going to agree that he was very quickly about to be on the same situation he was with Hoda. He was about to be with that girl.
This is my problem.
Wait, but just answer that part.
I'm about to tell you by this answer. That is the point of the show.
Well, how come it was a problem with it? So it's
because
a problem
America,
when I do it.
Yes,
it's not a problem when you do it.
This is the problem. It wasn't a problem in the villa until America decided this is a problem.
So you're okay with saying that them making it a problem, America, everybody, is a problem. They should have never made it a problem.
Ace making it a problem is a problem. America making it a problem is a problem.
Okay, all right. All right, we're aligned. That's fine.
I don't know how we ended up agreeing. I don't know how we ended up agreeing on this.
At this point, I think Hoda should stay because she is good entertainment, but I also agree with she could go because, number one, she's not coupled up. Number two, she's going to be chaotic. So I'm okay with her going or staying.
She should go. The people that should be gone right now as we stand in this order should be Hoda, Jalen. So sorry to this man.
Jalen is gone.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, this is the order it should have gone in. Hoda, Jalen, and then Amaya and Austin. No one else is gone, right? It was Charlie, Jalen, and then Hannah and Jeremiah. Yeah. So it should have been Hoda, Jalen, he stays gone, and Austin and Amaya.
Wait, somebody is saying Hoda asking TJ why he doesn't like her also was so
crazy.
When he said he doesn't like her and she was like, can I ask why? Girl, what are you doing? Girl.
Great. Oh, I forgot Bella did go
leave,
too.
Girl, what are you? What? That was so. Listen, girl, I be rocking with you, but sometimes I be like, girl, you out here on your own, honey. I don't. What is that?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Bella can stay gone too. Sorry, I forgot about her.
Oh, Bella with the dash A.
She can stay gone too. Jalen and Bella, they got that right. They could be gone. Those are all the notes I have for them.
Me too.
All right.
This week, well, this is our last episode for the month, but this week, Ultimatum, Ultimatum is back this
That's
week.
A good time.
So watch that. We're not going to be here to talk about it, but watch it.
Oh, Tara Leisha might want to go live with me. I volunteered you, to talk about this show.
Oh, okay.
So, we might do that. Okay, so we will be on break. However, when is the last episode for this?
I don't know.
Can't be.
After Casa Amor, so no. Don't they do a little bit more after Casa Amor? It's probably another 2 or 3 weeks. What a crazy show. They have so many weeks, so many episodes, and they're so long. Who is paying for this?
Also,
what a budget.
Peacock
and
got money.
I mean, obviously.
Because the song selections?
Yes.
They,
how?
They said, how you want to make things so complicated? I said, okay, then. I know that song. They had a SZA song on there last night, too.
Where are they getting the budget?
We did. Y'all know we did Churchy, right? And someone from Sony reached out to us so that way we can use Sony's catalog in the Churchy for, you know, for certain scenes to do like scoring and stuff. Let me tell you something. Peacock got money. Okay. Because the songs, we was like, can we maybe do a song from like, I don't know, 1992? And it was like, yeah, it'll be all your money though. Never mind. We don't have that money. Never mind. They use the songs from today, and then they do interpolations. They slow it down.
They
speed it up.
Yes,
I was like, oh, y'all got money. Yalissa, this is the thing about Yalissa. She don't count. She was a blip in the matrix. Yalissa. Y'all don't even remember she was gone until Ace, you realize Ace went to the pit and was by himself. Yalissa don't count. She was the one.
I forgot about that girl.
Listen, Ian said,
"Oh,
Yalissa has left the villa. Today, what we're going to do. I mean, she was just that fast.
I forgot
she
about
don't
that
count.
Girl. I did.
Low key, that was the sign this season was going to be chaotic. Yes. It was at that moment that all of this went into place.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Unrelated. Are we about to wrap?
Yeah, go ahead for it.
Did you see, and then really we're going to get out of here, but did you see that the president of this country made a statement in which he said that some president, did I hear former president something,
oh, yeah,
from Russia casually throwing around the N-word, and the N-word was nuclear? Why did he say that? Why did he say the N-word and mean nuclear and not the N-word? That's so stupid. What an unserious man. That made me laugh because, sir,
my whole FYP right now is Beyonce, Love Island, and World War III.
I love my FYP because I think it is the epitome of escapism. And that's what I look for my entertainment, yes, to be. That's why when people are like, yours is unhinged, I prefer it that way.
Yes.
Okay. I do get a lot of like real stuff as well, but like I really lean into like, please give me unhinged escapism from like reality.
Yes.
I was served a video of this young person.
Young person.
Because I don't know their pronoun. Of this person that was doing outfit inspo for World War III.
That's not okay. That's not serious. That's not okay. People are dying, Kim. Get your earring out of the pool. What? That's not okay.
It was like Sassy Sergeant.
No. I hate it. What? This is so unserious.
I was like, why? What is happening?
Why is that where your brain goes? You know what?
That's so terrible.
Get ready with me for World War III. Yeah. What?
It was another one. The girl was a black girl. She's sick. Who y'all gonna draft? Because the millennials, we are children. And Gen Z, they're TikToking on the battlefield.
Imagine. Listen.
Who are y'all finna draft?
Get ready with me to build a bomb today. What? Oh my God. Watch me hit go on the missile. Ah. See you tomorrow. Yes. Girl, we need you now more than ever. And I put you on the
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hate us. When I tell you, I've been stressed. I told Courtney I have had to compartmentalize because I get too worked up about it. But when you go online, we're so unserious because this freaking president is unserious.
Wait, that's so funny. I hate this generation. Because why?
It's because when you think about it, this is why we're unserious. Kev showed me a clip today. I don't even remember it in real time. And this was our leadership, and this is why we're unserious now. It's not our fault, millennials. It's not. Of Bush Let me pull it up. What did he say, Courtney? Okay, hold on. Oh, God. Melanie. Do y'all remember this? Because I didn't. And I said, something's wrong with us. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm down on this. Hold on. Let me make sure we're...
I'm distressed to hear about the latest suicide bombers in Israel.
It's worth it.
For those who yearn for peace in the Middle East, for those in the Arab lands, for those in Europe, for those all around the world who yearn for peace, we must do everything we possibly can to stop the terror. There are a few killers who want to stop the peace process that we have started, and we must not let them. For the sake of humanity, for the sake of the Palestinians who suffer,
mind you,
for the sake of
the
Israelis
exactly today.
Who are under attack, yeah. We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Wait for it.
Now watch this drive.
This man said,
oh my God.
We must do everything we can to stop the killing and stop the terrorists. And then said, now watch this drive, and put up his golf club.
It was bad enough that he was on the golf course.
And pulled, they came out
talking about it.
First thing we must do.
Why
stop the terrorists.
Why would he say watch this drive?
In the terrorist lands. Now watch this drive.
This is why we gotta stop. I don't. What's the point of having a president? It'd be people.
That's why we're unserious.
It's us just growing up, and then they like you good enough to leave.
Who? Why would y'all let us be in charge? We didn't even have good examples.
This is crazy.
We watch Bill Clinton on Arsenio Hall playing the saxophone. Dude, then we watch Bush.
He was good at it. Bush said, what did he say? This in the J. Cole song. You fool me once, shame on you. You fool me twice,
shame on me.
All I the know, point you, is, the point is, you can't, fool me, you can't fool me again. Sir, don't you have writers? Don't people write these things for you?
This is why.
You got to prep.
This is why we're doing Get Ready With Me for World War III.
Help me build a bomb. Somebody said, where them bombs at? Instead of where the fans at?
It's so terrible.
This is
terrible. I'm telling you guys right now, my oldest nephew, I was like, you cannot join the military. Literally because of this. I was like, you cannot join the military. We have 40,000 troops. They said nobody died, but regardless, 40,000 troops in the Middle East. You don't think someone decided we can bomb them because it's all...
I have an ignorant question. We being America, it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Have
America
you seen the videos?
Bombed three places in Israel, right?
Uh-huh. In Iran.
And it was supposed to be the sites of the nuclear
bomb? Yes.
If you bomb a nuclear bomb, right? If you drop it on a place that already, wouldn't that cause a massive explosion?
It was the raw material, like their uranium.
Oh, so it hadn't been built yet.
No, it's not built yet.
Oh, okay. I was very confused.
That's a good question.
And then the people, the places they bombed the bases, but we had evacuated, so none of our people died.
Yeah, they're saying no Americans were died. Okay. No Americans. They're saying it was like, you know, they had to do their little get back.
Okay. So is it over now?
I don't know, because Trump said, don't make me drop the N-word.
He did say, don't make me drop the N-word. He said that. He said, wait, the N-word should not be treated so casually.
Nuclear is the N-word that we're censoring.
Well, in the event...
yeah, there's no we, because I've also seen those on my TikTok FYP as well. The new outline of the United States that is only blue states. I've seen a couple videos of where are you going? Oh, okay. Of black people saying... we ain't got nothing to do with that. I just want y'all to know over there.
when y'all come over here, the black people, we don't got nothing to do with that.
Well, there's more than we just listen. There's some people who do. We just the people who don't. We need to just separate from the people who do. Y'all take that up with the people who.
I think California finna separate because Newsom ain't playing no games.
This is just. This is
why we're unserious. Newsom basically said, "You know where I stay?
Pull up.
Dropped my location. Literally, pull up. I'll be waiting.
Bring on the TikToks while we suffer through our life.
I have compartmentalized all day because yesterday I was stressed. I woke up this morning stressed. Everything has just been very stressful.
If I go, I'm a serve face.
I know that's right.
Not you putting on lashes.
I'm practicing my nuclear event makeup. See, this is what I'm talking about.
See, y'all ain't helping. Y'all ain't helping.
Because we're unserious. But this is so serious.
It is very
Isaiah
serious.
Isaiah got... You actually, okay, we're really going to go. I just want to know this. For anyone here whose child recently turned 18, did you receive basically that draft sign-up form in the mail?
Like the draft draft?
So I got this form in the mail for Isaiah, and I was like, this feels like a draft, like making sure he's registered for in the event of a draft. I kid you not. I wish I could actually, because I am a millennial, I actually took a picture when I did the.
You know what we're going to do? Take a screenshot.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Everything important.
And I think I saved it.
And never be able to find it in our photos.
No, because I don't know what I saved it under. How do I, my drive?
We're so predictable. I love recent. It. I love okay. everything about it.
Let me
it.
See if I can find it. But he got, it's been a while because I got a lot of pictures up in here. He got it and I was like, this, at first I thought it was fake. I was like, oh, this feels like a scam. Then I think this is it.
Oh, they're saying it's normal. Everybody does it. It's mandatory.
Selective service.
And that's what they're saying. He needs to sign up for selective service.
That's exactly what it was. This is what it was. And I was like,
it's because you got sons.
I didn't do this at 18. Is it just for the guys?
That used to be the rule, right?
It's just for the guys?
Men. All males must register for selective service between the ages of 18 and 26.
Yep. I had to do it. And I was like freaking out about it. And it stayed, when stuff like this happens, it stays at the forefront of my mind. Because I'm like, now you have my baby's information. Yep.
And they will call on them if they want to. And that's what's actually sad because we send our people over to these places to go deal with the war and then have no resources for when they come back. And so when you see them low-key harming the people in their lives, killing the people in their lives, or strung out on drugs or drunk or on somebody's highway begging for money because mentally they can't deal with life because they had to kill kids in Iran and the military and the government has nothing set up for them. Hey, I know you just sat in war for 2 years and it fucked you up, but please go back to America and be civil. What?
And good luck about it.
And good luck. And no, we don't have money to help you along with the process. It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. What a note to end on.
I know. It's because we have been literally on the way in. I was telling Courtney and I both were talking about how you have to compartmentalize. If you're at work right now, you're not unaware of World War III. We've talked all day about Love Island. I've been listening to NPR this entire weekend. Actually, low-key trying to make sure I understood the history between... Well, I was like, why does America get down with Israel? Like, what is the relationship there? Trying to figure that out. Why does Iran hate us? Let me try to understand it. Like, it's so... And it all predates me, mind you. But I'm like, let me try to wrap my hands around, like, what is going on? So then you have that, and then Love Island kicks off Hannah and Jeremiah, and I'm just like, it's too much. Like, honestly, I have enough to handle, okay? World War III is literally banging at the door, and you guys voted the wrong person out. This is what's wrong with America. We vote wrong.
Listen, we vote wrong.
That's the word.
Kimberly said, but watch this drive. Exactly.
But watch this drive.
What did they say? Score.
You right, Hannah. Hannah said, we, ma'am, you right about it, because the 92%.
We didn't.
You right about it. Just let me correct myself.
We live here. So.
They, because it ain't even y'all. It's they.
We live here.
Lord.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us. We'll be back in about a month. It's time we take off the entire month of July. And we'll be back. But you may see us if we decide to go live for a Love Island
chat
recap situation. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye. All you got to do. Like real millennials.
Oh, do that, please.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.